I did that deliberately to catch you out. If, however, you are among those who stopped when reading the paragraph to check the sum, then that indicates that you're not easily led. If you fall into the second category, of those who didn't check, you'd better change your attitude now. You're a human being, containing a divine fragment, be proud of it, and stop behaving like a sheep. You've already read this book to the end, that's wonderful in itself. Wonderful? Yes, because that shows that you are interested in more than just your steak and chips, hamburger, sauerkraut or a glass of beer. So there you go. What I have to say next is directly aimed at the millions of young people around the world. Everything Thou asked me to write, and, of course, everything I've just added, apply equally to young people, but I want to add a message specially for them. My friends, the great number of you who have lost hope, are unemployed, bored or packed into towns, why don't you radically change your lifestyle? Instead of stagnating in unhealthy environments, you can organize yourselves along a completely different path. Here, I'm talking about Australia in particular, as I don't exactly know what sorts of resources other countries have, however, the fundamentals could undoubtedly apply to all countries. Get together, organize yourselves and ask the government to lease cultivatable land to you on a 99-year contract. There is such land available, believe me. That way you can create communal farms where you'll be self-sufficient. You'll have the satisfaction and pride of proving to those around you that you're not bludgers, that you are doing even better than a nation. You could even set up a county with your own rules and internal disciplines, while still respecting those of the country you live in. I'm convinced that a good government would happily give you a push in the right direction. It wastes so much money anyway, that for once, it would be giving out money for a great cause. Of course, you'll have to act responsibly because all the disparagers will be ready to pounce on you, since they're convinced you're no-hopers. Personally, I have complete faith in you, faith, that you, the young generation, will build a better world, cleaner and more spiritual. Is the message of the Thari not addressed to you? Hence, you must prove to be responsible and create your own rules. No drugs for a start, because as you know, drugs are disturbing your astral body which is your real self, and you don't need them at all. Those of you whose friends have fallen into that trap, will find a way out with your help, if they want. You have a huge job ahead of you, not only in helping your peers, but also in reorganizing your lives along the new path. You will thereby discover untold joys. From a material perspective, you will make a return to nature and you will be the first to do this seriously. What do you need for your survival? Air, water, bread, vegetables and meat. You can achieve all those things on your own, and without using chemical products again. The Israeli kibbutz functions perfectly. You may function even better because, in Australia, you are multicultural. Still, it's not a question of outdoing others, it's a question of living well, and with self-respect. Then, on the spiritual and entertainment side, you'll have your own discos. A disco is just as much fun in the open countryside as in a town, you know. Your own libraries, your own theaters where you'll be able to create and perform your own plays. There'll be chess, table tennis, bowls, billiards, soccer, netball, archery, fencing, sailboarding, horse riding, surfing, fishing, the list goes on. Some may prefer classical dancing, others, martial arts. You'll avoid violent games that engender too much animosity. You can see that there are countless things you can do in nature, many more than on some street corner, in any town. Your physical and spiritual well-being will benefit greatly from yoga. I'd like to insist on this discipline, and especially on the breathing through the chakras. 30 minutes of yoga every morning and night would be perfect. You are the new generation and most of you have understood that you must go with nature and the environment, and not against it. Most of the idiots who go against nature will criticize you when you demonstrate, with good cause, for the preservation of trees. They pejoratively call you a greenie or a hippie. Prove to the whole world and mainly to yourselves that you can practice what you preach, because when you start working on your communal farm, you'll be able to do even more to preserve the environment, you'll even be able to create forests. Choose from among your groups some responsible people, not bosses or masters, but responsible people, advisors, who will be elected democratically. I'm convinced that you'll be able to show the whole world that you can do a better job than nations led by shady politicians, and in the name of the universe, I thank you. Thao told you that religion and politics are two of the worst banes of society. Therefore, if you intend to inundate my publisher with letters, that you want me to answer raw with the suggestion that I become your guru or create a religion, think again. You'll be going against my will as well as the will of the Tharian Thao, and you won't get anywhere. Thao told you, the greatest temple of man is inside him, it is there that he can communicate at any time with the Creator. His Creator, using meditation and concentration through the intermediary of his higher self. Don't speak to me about building temples, churches, cathedrals, ashrams or anything else. Look inside yourself and you'll notice that you possess everything you need to communicate with him, simply because it is he who placed it there. Finally, I'd like to finish by saying this, as the humble servant of Thao and the Thari, who requested that I write this work, I want to remind you, for the last time, that whatever religion there is and whether you believe in one thing or another, that will in no way change what has been established by the Great Spirit, God the Creator, you can call him what you like. No religion, no belief and no book, not even this one, will affect the truth and the order established by him in the universe. Rivers will always flow from their source towards the ocean, even if a religion, a sect or billions of people want to believe the opposite. The only true, immutable thing is the law of the Creator, the one he wanted in the beginning, the universal law, his law, and absolutely nobody will ever be able to change that. M. J. P. Dismarck. Cairns, Australia, April 1993.